Thank you, Elaine. I will now hand over to Jane to introduce our fifth and final set of news stories.
Our final set of stories starts with the news of the death of a Norwich Market legend and continues with the latest news from the A47 and Anglia Square sagas, senseless hedgehog deaths, and finally, some more optimistic news from Carrow Road. Here is Robin with news from Norwich Market.
A well-known market trader made his family proud as he worked until the day he died, aged 64, despite having cancer. Raymond Swinger, known on Norwich Market as Mr. Bags, grew up in the city with two older sisters and was always destined to be a salesman. When Ramon started, he was selling jewellery, but later moved to bags, and that really did take off. Ramon sold all types of bags and quickly became very popular among the other market traders. His daughter, Camilla Swinger, aged 36, said, "Dad got cancer and we only realised how bad it was when he stopped going to the market." Ramon, who died on October the 30th, leaves two sisters, two children and four grandchildren. His funeral will take place on November the 28th, at 3:30 p.m. at St. Faith's Crematorium, with a wake taking place at the Plough in Marsham following the service. Donations can be made to Norfolk and Norwich University Trust following their great care for him. Ramon's lotto win. Mr. Bags was the talk of the city when he won £103,399 on the National Lottery in 2008.
The date of the Crunch Court of Appeal hearing over the fate of three major Norfolk A47 improvement schemes has been confirmed. The hearing, brought about after environmental campaigner Dr. Andrew Boswell challenged the dismissal of his High Court battle over duelling projects for the road, will be held on January the 16th. The delays to the schemes caused by the activists' legal challenge have already cost the taxpayer tens of millions of pounds. The matter, which will decide once and for all whether the government acted legally in allowing three major changes to the A47 in Norfolk, has been fixed for a one-day hearing at the Royal Courts of Justice in London. Earlier this year, after a two-day hearing at the High Court, Judge Mrs. Justice Thornton dismissed the argument by Dr. Boswell, a former Green City and County Councillor. Officials say the projects will make the roads safer and tackle congestion. But Dr. Boswell had argued the cumulative carbon impact of the A47 schemes had not been properly considered by the Department for Transport when ministers granted permission for them. While the judge dismissed the argument, Dr. Boswell requested the right to appeal, as his case, with his case centering on the carbon emission issue. Lord Justice Coulson granted that appeal, saying, "The judge may well have been right in her conclusion, but I consider that the contrary case making up the single ground has a real prospect of success."
Critics have attacked the decision by City Hall to spare the Anglia Square developer from funding an estimated £2.3 million worth of community projects for the area. Norwich City Council is set to rule that the firm behind Norwich's biggest housing project does not need to pay a community infrastructure levy, known as a CIL, which could have been used to create nearby playgrounds, schools, libraries and allotments. The Labour-led authority is taking the decision in order to keep the much-delayed scheme on track after the developer, Western Homes, claimed the project would be economically unviable if it had to pay the fee. but critics have attacked the arrangement, branding it a stitch-up and saying it means the community will lose out on vital infrastructure.
A woman from Norwich has pleaded with a gas firm to rethink its operational practices after several hedgehogs have become trapped and died in open work sites. Vicky Ellen from NR2 came to the rescue of one of the animals which had fallen into a 4-foot-deep hole at a Cadent gas site in Pembroke Road. The area, while encircled by orange safety barriers, had been left unattended for more than 2 weeks, according to Vicky, who spent half an hour waiting on Cadent's helpline after finding the distressed hedgehog. "I was on hold for another hour after that," said Vicky. "Eventually, myself and others sought out Cadent's staff working in the area who attended the site, but sadly the hedgehog had died." A Cadent spokesman said, "We'd like to thank Miss Ellen for drawing this issue to our attention, and we are taking a look into what we can do to protect animals that find themselves in our excavations. We are also investigating the use of devices, such as hedgehog ramps, that could be used in areas where these type of incidents are frequent."
There's nothing quite like a totally unexpected win to lift the spirits, and last week's result at Cardiff was a welcome boost after a couple of months that we'd all like to forget. It wasn't a great performance by any means, but it got the job done, which is what really matters. Once again, David Wagner's selection was questionable, with his two most experienced full-backs benched in favour of a teenager and a converted left-winger, even though City were up against a side with one of the best home records in the Championship. Given that he was also fielding a brand new centre-back pairing, that decision seemed to be either very brave or very reckless, and City's first-half performance suggested the latter, with presumptuous Placetta in particular consistently caught out of position and at fault for both of Cardiff's goals, as well as being highly fortunate not to concede a penalty. The picture looked depressingly familiar at half-time, with the City having gone from being ahead to trailing within 4 minutes. But the second-half performance was a pleasant surprise, as the Canaries demonstrated a level of desire and commitment nowhere to be seen in recent games. The arrivals of Dimi Giannoulis and Jack Stacey certainly tightened up the defence, although George Long had to make a crucial save when City was still behind to prevent a third goal from Cardiff that would probably have been decisive. However, it was Giannoulis' attacking instinct that triggered the move for City's late winner, and another highly effective substitute in Adam Ida, who scored it.